Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's October.
It's October.
The 2nd of October. I've got a fact for you, Zina.
Yeah?
We've been doing this crap for 5 months.
Really?
Yeah. We started 1st of May. As if we ever broadcast it, you know, put it out there for the public to hear. 5 months of Newsbox.
It's probably one of those recordings that'll go underground.
It'll be a bootleg in a few years if you have to get it on eBay.
Yeah, and then we'll go, fuck this, let's make a few quid out of it. Let's just release it.
Could happen.
On a... an LP.
So they'll be back on LPs in the future then, and they realised the final was best.
Yeah. That way they can get a bigger picture of us on the
cover.
And
a gatefold sleeve. Yeah, brilliant. So, October, has the news changed much since September?
Yes.
Brilliant. What have you got?
Well, it's the Tory Party Conference.
Hooray!
So, a few interesting things have come out of the closet about David Cameron, and he's very popular in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
The Tory Party's got 20,000 new members since he started, but they've lost 30,000 old members.
So it's one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
We go together because opposites attract.
So all the old people are going, well, this isn't what we want. He's a bit too bloody liberal for our liking.
Yeah.
We're withdrawing our membership.
I mean, I can see why it's happened. Apparently he did his first speech yesterday in Bournemouth. That's where they've chosen to have theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they're not going to make any policies for a few years yet. No. He says, at the moment, it's about a vision. We're not going to worry about the specifics, just the vision. But I was reading something about their conference. Sounds like it's quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're apparently going to have a Dragon's Den style... a forum where they have some people come along, little young eager MPs come along, say, I've got a brilliant idea for policy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some older MPs who go, nope, not going to do that. Or yes, we will. They're going to be led by Anne Widdecombe.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty funny.
That's quite good.
And they're having lots of guest speakers instead of having, you know, all the big guns from the party speaking. They're going to have some guests in and that sort of thing.
It's good. Sounds quite inspiring. And watching the politics show yesterday, they had Zach Goldsmith on, and I phoned you up to say it was Pop.
Yeah.
But he was talking about how they've got this committee that is separate to the front bench, so they don't have to be involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritty in the House of Commons. They're just sat down...
Brainstorming.
Working out new policies. I think it's quite good. I think it's quite good that they're saying we're not going to... suddenly rush in with a load of policies that we've not thought through properly. I think it's right to think that they did really need a very, very fresh start.
Yeah.
So it's all very good, but I think they'll need to come up with something quicker.
George Osborne was on telly this morning.
Oh, yeah, Pup?
He is Pup, but he's too clean-cut.
Right.
I mean, it's a problem with... It's an ongoing problem.
You want him to loosen his tie a bit.
Yeah, it's an ongoing problem with MPs. They have to be, you know, turned out smartly.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you want them to say, you know, a little bit of stubble.
First of all, loose tie, he's been up all night thinking about policy.
Yeah, he's been doing sums all night.
Yeah.
He's apparently said that Gordon Brown's faintly autistic, and that's a jibe, apparently.
I think you'd need that to be Chancellor.
Well, I think autism's very fashionable these days.
Mm. You've said this before.
I have said it before, but it is. Everyone's like, oh, someone's a bit autistic, I'm a bit autistic. Well, maybe I'm a bit autistic, I don't know. Don't you think I am? No, I think I am. I did decide I had manic depression the other day, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was watching the Stephen Fry documentary. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit where he goes, oh, I just have to buy stuff, and I buy loads of stuff. And he went out and he's saying that he got 12 iPods, because he just really likes to buy things.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
mad.
Ooh,
I bought 3 pairs of jeans last week. So then I decided I had manic depression.
I bought 2.
Well, you've nearly got it,
and
though.
I had 2.
Yeah.
I think that's different. I mean... jeans, you know, you had got to a point where all your jeans were too
small. I know. Shut up!
You're never going to need 12 iPods.
I ain't even got one. So bad news for the Tories. Francis Maude, what's he? Is he like the... He's the chairman of the Tory party.
Peter Sissons?
No, it's Francis Maude. He's got investments in a company who have, in turn, invested in the porn business. It's a porn business owned by US porn star Jill Kelly. Her company sold hundreds of DVDs with titles such as Big Breasted Beauties and, I don't understand this title, Fistful of Musketeers. I don't get that one.
I want to watch that one.
Anyway, he's come out and go, I didn't know. It's not my company. I'm just like, you know, I'm a silent partner. I don't know what I'm up to. Shut up. So he's saying that he didn't know anything about it. Now, another thing, this isn't in the papers today, but I did read about it in the papers on Saturday, so it counts. David Cameron's got a new website, mm-hmm. Which he's going to do video casting on it on a regular basis. It's called webcameron.org.uk. It took me a while to find it. Someone else has got webcameron.com. And literally, it's like he's got a blog, David's blog, and he's going to do about 2 a week, they reckon, just him doing a little chat from his home. Somewhere he's doing the washing up. I see him just sat on his bed going, hello, I'm here, there's me washing up. That's him with his kids, I think. There's him sat on a... There's him in a car. There's him in a car again. There's him outside a car. There's him doing something. Anyway, he's going to keep doing little web blogs. And you can also... There's a guest blog, so... A little bit. Ian Dale and Jonathan Shepherd, I'm dying to find out what they think. Senator John McCain talking about climate change, that might be interesting. And there's an open blog, so we could go on and blog ourselves something up there. I don't know if he wants to know what the news is every day, but we could post it.
We could post it. And we will.
So yeah, webcameron.org.uk if you want to find out what David Cameron thinks about washing up and whether he uses a tea towel or lets it drain.
Interesting.
So that's that news.
This news, I've not read it in the paper either, but it was on the radio this morning. You know, there's lots of internet betting sites.
Yeah.
Quite big companies now. And they think that George Bush is about to sign a thing making it illegal for these companies to take any kind of payment by credit card online, meaning that the companies would basically collapse. And already this morning, companies like 888, it's a big one, they advertise on the tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Based in America. And their shares have dropped by 54% this morning.
Cripes.
So it looks like that could all collapse, really.
Oh, well, it's lucky we've not gone into the
that's
gambling.
No, it is good.
Here's some more news that's not in the newspapers. Women's Hour. God, they were talking about sex for a long time this morning.
She was talking about having orgasm.
Ah, this is the woman who said, I don't think men actually exist. It was my favourite. but it's Women's Hour, it's their anniversary, I think, of 60 years.
60 years.
So they're doing lots of surveys and lots of kind of, you know, summaries of women's issues, which are apparently sex, cooking, kittens, and marriage.
Kitten and heels or little pussies?
Both. They've done one about marriage and children. It's depressing reading. 90% of men and women say the ideal age to have children is under 30.
Right.
43% of men and women aspire to lifelong commitment. Well, that's not interesting. The best age of settling down, 40% say between 25 and 27. And 33% is between 21 and 24. It's quite interesting. When it came to housework, 45% of women and 57% of men reported sharing household chores equally. Like, some of the men are thinking that they're doing more. 12%, sorry. I think they're doing more than they are. But anyway, what I'm saying is we've missed the boat there, according to Women's Hour. Let's go on to some more cheerful news. George Michael, he's been smoking spliffs in his car again. He's got caught. He's in trouble.
I'm still feeling sad about missing the boat.
Oh, well, don't, because I've got some more good news for you. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley,
yeah,
fucking each other. Apparently it happened. Elvis Presley had a one-night stand with Marilyn Monroe in a hotel, his former agent says. He was trying to operate. She was 10 years older than him, but obviously still a fox. And he's trying it on with her, and eventually she went, all right, and drove over to his hotel. They fucked in a hotel room. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd like to see a video of that as well, to be honest. As porn goes.
That would be pretty much the best porn you can get, I reckon. Elvis and Marilyn Monroe.
Bet that was hot. Was that during his fat years?
No, because she was obviously dead by then, wasn't she? It's 50 years ago.
I can't remember when she died.
It was 50 years ago. I can remember there was a candle in the wind when she died.
How come we didn't go out?
1956.
Who's in the wind?
I know.
Who's in another girl?
Never knowing.
Like a legend.
Yeah.
Chris Tarrant.
Yep.
Waited till Ingrid had gone out to do the Great North Run, went around the house and got all this fishing stuff, and then disappeared off again.
Brilliant. Wives and girlfriends, the Wags. Do you think any footballers have ever married a sort of humble, bookish girl who doesn't just get her tits out or at the drop of a hat?
No. Little Tommy Sheridan.
Yeah.
Apparently got overheard saying yeah to do all that stuff, actually.
Brilliant, yeah, the News of the World are saying.
Swinging from the, swinging
look from... Look at me, I'm a big hairy expert.
Yeah, everywhere. And he said it to somebody, and that somebody went and said, hey, apparently he did do it all. And I was going, no, I didn't. I wasn't showing off about it or anything. He definitely was, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course he was.
So we'll just put that on record. If he wants to argue with us about it,
he can.
Bring it on.
Send his hairy little bum round here.
Yeah.
He'd probably just try and get off with us. Talk about the Great North Run, as you were earlier. Ingrid did it. But also, Carol Vorderman and Richard Whiteley's partner did it, dressed in his jackets and glasses, raised some money for Carol Vorderman, I think.
Yeah, probably.
She actually looked more normal there than she did on that advert. There's a really horrible new advert with her on for one of those loans, something immoral, and she looks like she's made of plastic.
Yeah.
Makes you feel a bit sick. Oh, this morning, Liza Minnelli was on telly.
Oh, yeah.
She looked quite good. She looked good.
Yeah.
She looked younger than she has done for a long time. But not in a weird way. It looked alright.
Good for her. We enjoyed listening to her on the radio.
No, right. But you were doing some marvellous impressions. Leslie Ash, she's hobbling along on a crutch. The bad news is her face still looks stupid. Those lips still haven't gone down.
Oh dear. What's the good news?
Good news is that she's not on telly anymore.
Okay. The Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger.
Oh, he's been a bad boy.
Not only is he a Nazi, but he's been hiding sex abuse priests in his loft. Something like that. Anyway.
Is it on? It's Panorama tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's last night. We've missed it. Didn't see it. I was watching Cracker. That was good.
So. I think it'd be better probably if this Pope just dies fairly swiftly and they get a nice new one in. He's young and fresh. Kind of David Cameron of the Pope, Catholic yes. world. Rather than this, who is like the Ken Clark.
Apparently, the favourite song to have played at your funeral now is James Blunt's Goodbye, My Lover.
You just have to be thanked for... You know,
that you're dead.
That you're dead, properly.
They're dreadful. So I think we've had this discussion again, but I'm going to ask you in a minute what you want played at your funeral. But in the meantime, while you think about it, I'm going
to
tell
don't
you.
Don't need to think about it. Go
what
on.
Is, okay. James Blunt, Angels, Robbie Williams. I've Had the Time of My Life. Brilliant. That's number three. That's quite good. I imagine that's quite funny. Wind Beneath My Wings, Pierre Jesu. Candle in the Wind, the aforementioned. With or Without You by U2. Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. Every Breath You Take by The Police and Unchained Melody by The Righteous Brothers. It's quite late. It's like lots of people from the 80s are dying at the moment because they're quite a retro theme to it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer.
Final Countdown.
Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Right, what do you want then?
I'd have The Beautiful South, Let Love Speak Up Itself.
Very nice.
This is my favourite song. What would you have?
I'd have Jeff Buckley's Love You Should Come Over, because it is both morbid and my favourite song. Yeah. But I'd also quite like Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, but only if I die of skin cancer or some sort of brain complications due to the hilarious lyrics.
Yeah, that's very good.
A bit about looking inside your head.
I'd also like the Bruce Willis version of
Under the Boardwalk. I remember that. Your phone's going off. A plane crashed in the Amazon, so they reckon everyone's dead. It got clipped by another plane and just went into the jungle. If everyone's dead, that's dreadful. But it would make a good adventure story if they weren't.
It'd be a bit like Jurassic Park kind of mood.
I was thinking more Lost or Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
It's gonna go that way. Or the one where they all eat each other on
depends if there's any dinosaurs running around. Just, come on.
It's in the Amazon.
Don't just knock my eye.
Billy Piper, she used to eat tissues to keep her weight down.
I used to eat tissues.
Yeah, she used to exist on nothing. Diet Coke, coffee, cigarettes and tissues.
I used to eat tissues a lot when I was at school, but
I did, but it was more just a thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't to do with anything.
It wasn't a conscious decision, it's just that you always had tissues when you were at school.
Yeah, so you used to just chew on them. Dirty Den.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I let everyone down, my wife Jane, my children and the show. So I've tried to kill myself 3 times.
This was after he did some wanking on a video, on a web camera.
Yeah, but he says, even at suicide, I was crap. You weren't really trying.
He wasn't. Okay. But then, you know, we saw on EastEnders last week that Owen wasn't very good at murdering. He tried to murder Squiggle twice and kill himself, and he failed all round.
Did you think that was a very, very funny episode?
Yeah, there was a bit where Phil Daniels just went, oh my gosh, he's gone, I can't believe I've been so stupid! And it was, he just did it in a really bad way.
And the bit where he just threw himself into the river face down.
Yeah, I was like, how does that work? Yeah. You just have to hold your breath until you die, because I think the compulsion to breathe is going to be
stronger
than your will to not. I mean, and then it was very disappointing when they just go, next episode, oh, they're all fine.
Yeah. Tom Cruise fancies David Beckham.
Ah, yes! I read that one, sorry. And I got excited about it.
And, you know, who wouldn't? Fair enough.
Ding dong. A man fell down a hole head first, and just his feet were poking out. He was stuck there until the postman came along and went, what are those feet doing sticky? Who's left those shoes there? And then he went, ah, I'm here. And he had to get winched out again.
That seems unlikely.
Well, it happened. He was 70. It was a shaft that was,
How did he manage to fall head first is what I'm wondering.
I don't know. Maybe he was climbing into the hole he dropped something in it or something. Anyway, he got pulled out by his feet. That was pretty exciting. A teenager, he was 19, he's 18. He killed himself. He said he was going to kill himself if he was still a virgin when he was 19. But he gave up before that. And he was 18 and killed himself because some girl, he thought he could cop off with her, but she wasn't interested.
Good job. He'd probably either do that or become a rapist. So.
Yeah, to be honest, he's got him out of the way.
He's obviously amazing.
Anthony Gormley's done a brilliant Wicker Man that's made out of chairs and shit, and he burnt it. It's fucking great. He's cool. It's in Margate, that was. I like Anthony Gormley.
Katie Malua is hoping to set a Guinness World Record for the world's deepest gig. The star, 22, will sing at the bottom of the ocean, 300 feet below the North Sea. Malua and her band have undergone strict medical tests for today's concert. Her spokesman said the band will undertake strict emergency training prior to the event. Malua said, I can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool.
Now, I reckon is she going to be in a diving suit? Or in a submarine? Or is it just... It's a sort of room under the water.
I don't know. I really don't know, but I think someone might be having a joke with her.
Wow. Here's a story that I didn't notice earlier, but I've just spotted it. Two sisters had babies on the same afternoon. Mm-hmm. One was 39, one was 35. Claire had a daughter. Ariadne Ocean. A sister for Halcyon Daisy and Octavia Storm. While her sister produced a fourth boy, Fabian Samuel.
For fuck's sake.
Woo! Nice names. There's some new words gone into dictionary. Oh no, it's like a dictionary for... HarperCollins have produced it. They're proper dictionary makers.
Yeah.
But it's for internet language. So there's Tannerexix. I think we all know what I mean.
Spice.
People who are addicted to fake tans. A celebutard is a sort of thick celebrity. The other exciting ones, where are we? Muffin tops in there, peacocking is dressing outlandishly to flirt. They've also got smirt, which is when you go outside for a smoke and you flirt with your colleagues. Smoking and flirting combination. Crumping is dancing. Stoozing's in there. Are you excited about that? It's Martin Lewis's phrase.
Oh.
So stoozing's in the new dictionary of internet terms.
That's nice.
Thanks to Martin Lewis, the money saving expert. Got any more for me? You're not concentrating. You're defragmenting your computer, aren't you?
Loud piped music is a problem in hotels.
Is it?
Somebody's done a survey about the, you know, hotels, and somebody said loud piped music is very bad. Also, rowdy weddings. And one guest was asked to dine alone in their room.
Why? Because they're on their own.
Yeah.
That's rude. I tell you what, though, I've never been to a hotel with piped music. They should go somewhere a bit classier. Here we go. Comics and new sex gods.
Really?
Yep, it's official. By Graham Brough. Comedians are more sexy than rock stars, according to a survey of what turns women on. Moore said they prefer to date Little Britain funny man David Williams than singer Robbie Williams. Topping the poll was sexpot comedian Russell Brand with 62%. I don't know 62% of what, but there we go. 9 out of 10 of the 3,000 women quiz said they put humour before looks for sex appeal. They would rather go out with an average-looking bloke who made them laugh than endure a chuckle-free date with a male model. Yes. On looks alone, David Beckham was voted top with 83%, but he was perceived to be boring. he was rated the least popular date with only 5%. Other favourites include singer Lamar, actors Jude Law, David Tennant and Daniel Craig, and TV chef Jamie Oliver. This is in Loaded magazine, which I think is a men's magazine. Mm. So, well, anyway, so comedians are the new sex gods. Yeah. I'd rather go out the pop star.
It's very 2001, isn't it?
It is. Something more sexy about rock stars, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like, you know. Anyway, that's what I think.
Well, you know, try them all out, is what I say.
Right, we're running over by quite a substantial amount now, so
this is quite good.
Let's do some bulleted points.
A walker narrowly escaped serious injury when she was attacked by an exotic breed of stag. Maybe wearing flowery dress or something. Sharon Green Buckley, 38, had been taking photos of deer when the deer attacked her.
What sort of exotic stag was it?
It just says an exotic stag. It knocked her to the ground. She lay motionless. Luckily, she was carrying a fleece, which was punctured by the antlers.
A fleece? That's
being
not very
big. Punctured by the antlers.
Also, it was boiling yesterday.
She suffered a blow to the hip.
Crikey.
So, that's good. What do you think about Nicole Smith?
I don't know. I feel... She's had a horrible few weeks.
And the whole old man thing, that was fairly funny, really.
It was quite
funny. And it was very obvious, and you think, yeah, you know what, why not?
Yeah, if you can get away with it.
He's happy, obviously. Liver spotted.
Ooh, news just in. Andrew Fire and Craig Mello have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine.
Hmm. What have they ever done?
I think they invented paracetamol.
That's pretty good.
Have you heard about steroids?
Yeah.
Anabolic steroids, if you're a show-off and you like to want to have big muscles, it's going to make you angry and
make
rude.
All of your cells commit suicide.
Yeah, and you'll get droopy nipples, as we've discussed before.
She's married. Anna Nicole Smith's married her lawyer, kind of thing.
He's apparently the father of her new baby, but then her son's dead, and everyone's criticising her for selling her last picture of her and her son for lots of money. I mean,
Do you think it was her agent that just did it, or...?
Well, she must have. It must have been a personal picture, so... But, you know, how skinny is she? Did she ever get the old man's money?
She did, because she didn't, and then his son died, so then she did get it.
But maybe she's not come through yet. She's skinny.
She needs money for peroxide and...
Nappies.
Lip and pin.
Yep.
I say, you know, she's going through a horrible time. Who knows how anyone's going to react to it.
Exactly. Any more? I'm going to do a shout out to James. He likes the bit where you can hear the paper rustling.
Yeah. There's a new thing called... apparently it's a new fashion. Don't think it is really. Getting food out of bins.
To tramps. Trump's been doing that
Trump's
for years.
Trump's been doing it for years, but apparently now it's like a new vegan-y thing of getting free food because lots of food is being thrown away every year when it's actually fine. I mean, I agree with what Prep do, which is all the food they've got left at the end of the night, they're going to take it around the shelters.
At Fresh and Wild, in certainly in State Utah, they used to put their bread outside so people can go and collect it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's not getting wasted.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, yeah, I think these businesses should think of something more useful to do with their food than just throw it away, but I don't really...
When I worked in a sandwich shop, I used to just take it home.
Going through bins, yeah. But some won't allow it. Like,
Do you know, mostly you don't want to eat off sandwich, but... No, the cakes went off.
Sometimes it's only been like an hour old.
Mm-hmm. Right, we really need to just move things along now.
Only one runner died in the Great North Run, as opposed to four last year.
Better.
Better.
He's only young, though.
Yours.
A bit young boy. Right, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.